You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last month, the inaugural Lancet Countdown Indicator report was released, showing that small island nations are facing escalating health risks associated with the implications of the climate crisis. The report shows a multitude of health risks associated with the effects of the climate crisis, such as an increase in disease risks, displacing communities, and devastating the livelihoods of those living in these regions. I spoke to co-director and senior research fellow for the Center of Pacific and Global Health at the University of Auckland, Dr. Romani Nashu, who also led the report, about what this will mean heading forward and whether larger nations, such as New Zealand, are doing enough to mitigate these concerns. I started off by asking her about what health risks we can expect.
I think there's increasing heat distress for vulnerable populations, particularly for infants and for people over 65 years. There's also increasing health risks from what we call vector-borne diseases, so diseases that are transmitted by mosquitoes. And the other, I guess, main health risk that is important for, I guess, small island community states as well is malnutrition and food insecurity, considering the heating of the oceans impacting the availability of seafood, but also in terms of impacting agriculture, so crops, which means there's an over-reliance on imported food, which don't usually have high nutritional value.
Do these small island nations have adequate enough health systems to deal with these risks?
No. That's one of the key findings from the report, is that most small island nations actually need more support in terms of creating more resilient health systems, but also linking in health systems to meteorological systems so that we can adequately prepare, I suppose, for these health risks.
Are larger nations aware of these health risks, and is there support going through to these island nations to deal with these consequences?
Awareness. The evidence and the science has been very clear. In terms of support, I guess it varies, but I think if we take an equity perspective, there really isn't enough support. People should be doing more to ensure that we are securing the health and safety and prosperity of the Pacific region, considering the importance that the Pacific Ocean plays in stabilising our climate and weather.
Towards the end of last year, we saw nearly 200 countries meet in Azerbaijan as a part of the COP29 climate summit. The summit vowed to triple climate finances to developing nations to roughly 539 billion New Zealand dollars, as well as securing efforts by multiple parties to work together to increase funding to developing nations to reach roughly 2.3 trillion New Zealand dollars per year by 2035 through both private and public means. Do you believe that this funding is adequate enough to combat these health risks as a result of the climate crisis?
I believe that if we can meet those targets, then that funding would be adequate. I think the key issue for us, though, is more about accessing those funds, which has been an ongoing issue, but also in terms of funding is great, but actually we really do need people to limit their greenhouse gas emissions.
And how would you recommend people lower their greenhouse gas emissions?
I think lots of people tend to think of climate action as being too, like, you know, what can one person do? But little things in terms of making sure that you're recycling properly, also making sure that we limit the use of cars, so a lot of car use and transport use. If we can rely on public transport, which I know people in Auckland tend to scoff about, but I think we need to be committing more to, I guess, a carbon zero future. So I think we can do lots of small actions, which will in the end make a big impact if everyone does it collectively.
What is the overall aim of the report of this release? What are you hoping for out of this report?
This is the very first report that provides comprehensive data and indicators on the heat and health of Pacific countries. We are hoping that we can use this as an advocacy tool to influence bigger countries to do more in terms of their greenhouse gas emissions, but also, like you've just pointed out, helping people to think about what they can do individually and collectively in reducing their own greenhouse gas emissions, but raising the awareness of the importance of heat distress and providing adequate solutions, I suppose, in combating and addressing the heat impacts on the health of Pacific and other small island nations. There will be a big panel where we launch this report on the 6th of February.
That was co-director and senior research fellow for the Centre of Pacific and Global Health at the University of Auckland, Dr. Roani Nashu, about a report she led showing that small island nations are facing health risks associated with the climate crisis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.